for it. It's a hard racetrack. Real race drivers love hard racetracks. Easy racetracks, heck, you could even drive there. Well, maybe not.
Why are you looking towards me? Look towards Alex when you say that. I could drive the hard ones. You can drive the easy ones, Alex.
That's part of it. I can't imagine getting around this racetrack as well as you did and all these drivers that we've been watching today. By the way, next time by, we expect the competition caution to fly here after no practice or qualifying with these drivers. Jeff Bonine, no practice, no qualifying. Would that be something you would have been all for back in your day?
Heck no. You know, we used to go some racetracks on a Wednesday. They're practicing, and Thursday practice qualifying, have two rounds of qualifying, and you know, we enjoyed that because it just gave us time to get the car set up right and to get us ready to go. Caution is out. I guess that's the break.
It is. It's a competition caution called by NASCAR. They did not practice. They did not qualify. All of that was washed out here yesterday afternoon. 20 laps are in. Cole Custer, Alex Hayden, right now is the man out front under the caution flag.
A.J. Allmendinger, second. The rest of the top five will have Justin Allgaier, third. Sam Mayer, fourth. And Chandler Smith is in the number five spot as we work under the caution.
Hey NASCAR fans, Ross Chastain here. Race day means I never put my car in drive until I'm decked out in safety gear. Whether I'm on the track or off, my seatbelt is always on. So remember, whether you're behind the wheel or riding as a passenger, click it, don't risk it. Because buckling up is our best defense in a crash.
Looking for weekly motorsports podcasts to stay up to date on what's happening on and off the track? The Motor Racing Network is the place. Hear from NASCAR crew chiefs on MRN Crew Call. All the happenings from regional touring series and local tracks on NASCAR Coast to Coast. Sprint Car Talk on Winged Nation. NASCAR History on MRN Classic Races. And hear from the drivers on NASCAR Live. MRN Podcasts available on MRN.com, YouTube, or your favorite podcast platform.
Welcome back to Darlington Raceway. The green light is illuminated at the entry to pit lane, and here come all the lead lap cars filing single file onto the pit lane at 45 miles per hour. They're going to make their pit stop here on lap number 22. We start with Chris Wilner.
Sheldon Creed will come to the attention of his crew. This is going to be a four Goodyear Eagle tire change and full tank of Sunoco fuel with that extra set of tires. Major complaints of being tight off the get-go, but it freed up as the run went on. They're going to also make a slight air pressure adjustment. Sam Mayer, also a little bit tight to start, built free throughout the run. Air pressure as well. Four tires in Sunoco fuel. We'll go down to see post.
A.J. Allmendinger is in. Said the car got just a little bit free, so a minor chassis adjustment. Four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel. Riley Herbst very tight in the center. He's got four tires, Sunoco Fuel. Austin Hill, a little tight late in the run. Pretty good in the short term, if you will. And Justin Allgaier, pretty good with his race car. The race off from pit road, Austin Hill. Justin Allgaier goes out second. Looks like Sam Mayer is third. Sheldon Creed goes out in the fourth spot with A.J. Allmendinger. Fifth, Kim Coon.
We had Cole Custer in. He was reporting that he needed more rear grip on the long run, slight air pressure adjustment to get it better the longer the run, but they did have a problem on the left front during that tire change. Also in, Chandler Smith saying he had absolutely no front turn on that machine. Other cars in on this end of pit road, Eric Amarola, John Hunter Nemechek, all taking four tires, Sunoco fuel.
Well, Cole Custer comes in with the lead. He does not come out even in the top 10. So more on that in a moment. The first car off of pit road, Austin Hill in front of Justin Allgaier and Sam Mayer. As we work under the caution flag, lap number 23 from Darlington Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
We will go back under the green flag in 1.336 miles as the field comes off four and across the line, meaning we'll be back under the green flag, Kim, in one lap. Cole Custer, a bad pit stop, turned worse. He was back on pit road. Why?
Yeah, let's talk about the first problem. I mentioned they had trouble on that left front. The socket of the air gun broke, so the rear changer actually had to come up from the rear, end up changing that left front tire during the initial stop. Now, once they got Cole out on the racetrack, they realized the left rear lug nuts were not tight. So that second time he came down, they had to tighten the left rear lug nuts on the machine of Cole Custer.
We've just gotten the one-to-go signal here at the start-finish line. Jeff Bodine is joining us here on the Motor Racing Network. And, Jeff, what's going on with yourself these days? Something about a book that's for sale.
Can you believe I wrote a book?
I'm impressed.
It took about 4 years to do it, but... It's called All of It, and we've been promoting it here at the racetracks. We'll be at North Wilkesboro in Charlotte the next 2 weeks. And you can go online. Go on teambodine.square.site, S-I-T-E, and order it. It comes to my wife, Lori, in Melbourne. I'll autograph it, and she'll send it back to you.
And I want to know what the best chapter is. I'm going to give you a second to think about that as we get ready to go under the green flag. The best chapter in Jeff Bodine's book. We'll talk more with Jeff here in just a moment. Alex Hayden, as we get set to go, 25 laps complete. Up front, Austin Hill and Justin Allgaier.
They'll make their way off turn number four. They got to wait till they get to the Geico restart zone before the leader can jump back on the throttle. And here we go. Green flag is back in the air, racing again. You've got Austin Hill and Allgaier nearly trading paint. They do. Bounce off of one another to turn one.
Little door swap on the entrance to turn number one. It allows Justin Allgaier to get away. But Austin Hill's not going to let him get clear if he can avoid it. Here they come off turn two.
Allgaier will finally clear him at the exit of the corner. Allgaier to the lead. Hill to second. Creed to third. Sam Mayer right out of the top four.
And then right behind him, you've got A.J. Allmendinger. That's your top five. Those cars go nose to tail. Meanwhile, further back, they're two and three wide. Among them, right behind A.J. Allmendinger, you've got Chandler Smith, and he's got a bunch of company there.
In the person of Parker Kligerman, he leads that line. A little further back, here's Brandon Jones. He's going to jump to the low line on Parker Retzlaff at the tail end of the top 10.
Jones will give way. Retzlaff will hang on to that position as the leaders now spice it up. Hill to the bottom of Allgaier for the point.
Boy, he bonsaied it to the bottom of the racetrack in turn number three, trying to make it stick off four. Justin Allgaier hangs on to the race lead as they come pouring off the turn four area. Now, we had one driver that had a bit of an issue before the competition caution. That was John Hunter Nemechek. Kim Kuhn, what's the story on that race car?
Yeah, checked in with the team. Currently, John Hunter has no power steering on that machine. While they are concerned, they said there's nothing they can do right now. They're going to reassess next time they find themselves on the pit lane.
Sheldon Creed had been running third. He may be running fifth by the time he comes off turn number four. Sam Mayer gets by him. A.J. Allmendinger working down to his inside. You've been watching now Jeff Bodine the first 28 laps with Justin Allgaier out front. One driver or another very impressive to you so far?
I'm impressed with all these drivers. I'm glad I'm not out there. They're young and aggressive, and you know, the power steering issue. I'm the guy that brought power steering into NASCAR racing, and so they probably should have come to me. I could have told them exactly how to put it on where it wouldn't fail. Maybe. I don't know.
I can't imagine racing around this tough racetrack with no power steering here at the track they call Too Tough to Tame. It had to be a heck of a challenge.
Yeah, but they used to set it up so the cars turned by them themselves. You let go of the steering wheel and go right to the inside of the track. And I won the late model Transalps 200 without power steering. So I used to drive it, but power steering allowed you to set the car up better, to handle better. It wasn't just all about steering easy.
And that continues to tell you why you are indeed one of the best that's ever done it here in the world of NASCAR racing. Jeremy Clements has slapped the wall. A lot of smoke and a lot of damage down the right side of his machine as he heads to pit lane. 15 laps to go here in the opening stage, and Justin Allgaier is the leader.
Silence is golden, especially when it comes to brakes. That's why Napa Silent Guard are built to be one of the smoothest and most quiet brakes on the market. Made with fiber-reinforced shims that eliminate noise for the life of the pad, rubber-coated hardware for a better fit, and quality design that meets and exceeds OE performance. Silent Guard brakes deliver the stopping power drivers demand. Available now at Napa locations nationwide.
Meet Calvin.
Hi.
Calvin won $50 off his roommate. That's because Calvin has the iHeartRadio app.
iHeartRadio.
Which he used to make a pasta song playlist.
I'm a genioki.
Calvin blasted this on repeat after betting his roommate couldn't complete a four-day juice cleanse.
Oh, I can.
The song Proper Pappardelle pushed him over the edge.
I love carbs.
Good thing Calvin is one of millions with the iHeartRadio app. Download it today and get paid to ruin your roommate's stupid cleanse. Like Calvin.
Justin Allgaier leads Austin Hill, who's second. Sam Mayer up to third. Sheldon Creed is fourth, and A.J. Allmendinger rounds out the top five. We're down to 12 laps to go in stage number one. From Darlington Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Picture this. You're behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground, moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever, and enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB. Bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
Go here in stage number one, Jeff, with Justin Allgaier continuing to show the way.
Right now he does by five car lengths over Austin Hill. Another five back to Sam Mayer. That will shrink as they haul it off into the corners, and then Justin will pull away. Like you said, we're down to just nine to go here in the stage. Jeff Bodine is with us up here in the broadcast tower. Throwback weekend here at Darlington. I asked you earlier, best chapter in the book. My guess is they're all good, but one better than another, and let us in on the secret.
Okay, well, there's a chapter about the late Dale Earnhardt Sr. And, you know, he and I had a few run-ins on a racetrack through our racing careers. But I wrote a chapter about him and, you know, about what happened on the track, but how good a guy he was. He really was a great guy off the track. It, just when he put his helmet on, he kind of got rough and tough. But at the last sentence in this, Dale Jr. on his podcast mentioned this, said, you know, Jeff said so many good things about my dad. It was great, great, but the last sentence, and I don't know why he said, I don't know where he heard this from, but he said, you know, Dale actually hated me. Hey, Junior, you told me that when I did the podcast with you. I would never have said that unless it came from your mouth, and it did.
Jeff Bodine, great, great stuff. Get the book. Once more, how can folks get the book and get it autographed by you?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, go to teambodine.square.site, S-I-T-E. Order the book. It comes to my wife, Lori, in Melbourne. I autograph it. Whatever you want in it, I'll put in it, and she'll send it back to you.
Sounds like a great time. We're going to do that. I hope you enjoy this weekend here. It's a pleasure and an honor, a privilege to have you up here in the broadcast booth, Jeff. enjoy the rest of the weekend at Darlington.
Thank you. It's so great that NASCAR is recognizing a lot of older drivers that really contributed to this sport. Race fans are enjoying it. I know. I see them. I talk to them and sign autographs. So thank you, NASCAR. Jim France, especially.
Yeah.
So hopefully, like I say, we'll be in North Wilkesboro and Charlotte coming up. So hope to see everybody there.
Look forward to that. Jeff Bodine here joining us on Alumni Weekend on NASCAR's official throwback weekend here on the Goodyear 400 weekend. It's the NASCAR Xfinity Series right now running the Crown Royal Purple Bag Project 200 for the NASCAR Xfinity Series. We're down to five laps to go. Mr. Jeff Striegel with Justin Allgaier up front.
And here is your top 10 at the moment. Justin Allgaier, Austin Hill, Sam Mayer, A.J. Allmendinger, and Parker Kligerman. Sheldon Creed right now sixth. Chandler Smith is seventh. Eric Almirola right now is running eighth in front of Jesse Love and Parker Rutsloff.
It's continuing to circle around this track called Too Tough to Tame. What a drive by Justin Allgaier, and why wouldn't it be, given his success here at this very difficult racetrack? And it's easy to see, Jeff, and it's tough to convey to our listeners out there just how much the lap time slow down and the speed slow down.
How about like up to and above 10 miles an hour a lap? So let's pick up a good battle talking about tire fall-off and just trying to manage those tires right now. Baggy, it's for seventh. You've got Creed, Almirola, Jesse Love, and more.
Jesse Love started to run to the inside of Creed out of two. Couldn't get it done, backs away, but you got Riley Herbst, Parker Rutsloff, and Brandon Jones, who's sideways right now.
It is an absolute knot of traffic here on the front straightaway at the Darlington Raceway. We're down to three laps to go on the stage. Jesse Love is on the move.
And none of those involved parties have got a very stable or secure race car. The rear ends are all kind of dancing in the breeze right now. Down to the inside, Jesse Love takes the spot from Creed.
Jesse Love will bypass him at corner exit, and as Love tries to pull away, Creed is going to keep the wick turned up, but the battle's joined by Riley Herbst.
Yeah, he's going to dial up the low lane as we're down to just two laps to go in the stage. This is a great battle. Almirola, Creed, Love, Riley Herbst, Parker Rutsloff is right there. Riley Herbst looking for more as he heads back to turn number one.
Down the front straightaway into the 25-degree banking. Riley Herbst takes a look to the inside on Sheldon Creed. Creed just trying to play a little bit of defense as we hit the tail end of the stage.
That is the battle for ninth that we're describing. Sheldon Creed just trying to hang on after he was passed by Jesse Love. Here's Herbst again looking to the inside in three.
Trying to make the pass there. Meanwhile, race leaders in turn one for the final lap in stage one.
Justin Allgaier running the throwback screen paint scheme for Brandt's Professional Agriculture. In this case, Mike Bagley, it's Brandt's Fertilizer Service.
Well, right now, he's pulling away with that livery and that race car. Final time at this stage. He'll dial up the low lane all the way to the bottom of the racetrack.
Green and white checkered flag is waving here at Darlington. Stage one about to wrap up here on lap number 45. And Justin Allgaier off four sees the green and white checkered flag. And Allgaier scores the stage one win, and he does so over Austin Hill, Sam Mayer, A.J. Allmendinger across the line, followed by Parker Kligerman. So that's your top five in the stage. Now the caution lights come on around the racetrack. Allgaier, Hill, Mayer, Allmendinger, and Kligerman, top five. Chandler Smith, Eric Almirola, seventh. Jesse Love, eighth. Riley Herbst, ninth. Sheldon Creed completes the top 10.
And that look at the top 10 and who scored points in this stage was presented by the Powerball. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR, wants to make you a millionaire in victory lane. Head to Powerball.com to find out how you can enter the NASCAR Powerball Playoff.
This NASCAR season, Toyota Racing isn't looking for just anyone to join the team. No, we're looking for bankers. The ones who are open on Sundays.
So if you live for the gravity-defying 31-degree banks like this one on Turn 4 at Daytona,
then we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, Inc.
We are under the green flag.
Listen up, NASCAR fans. Now's the time to turn your love of racing into big-time prizes. Because NASCAR Fantasy Live is your fast lane to bragging rights.
Furious racing here.
Pick five drivers each week of the season. Then complete additional challenges to stack points. All for your shot at the grand prize.
So let's get this party started.
For official rules and to learn more, visit NASCAR.com/fantasy and sign up today.
Back here at the Darlington Raceway, pit lane remains closed for the moment. They'll go around at least one more time before it opens up, and the teams will come in for service. From Darlington Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
Back here at the Darlington Raceway, pit road still closed, but Kim Kuhn, that did not stop John Hunter Nemechek from coming in and going to work on the under the hood of that race car.
Yeah, remember, he has no power steering, and this was the first opportunity the team had to look at it. We'll have to check to see exactly what they did. They also did routine service, changed tires, and added Sunoco fuel, but trying to fix that power steering issue for John Hunter Nemechek.
All right, Kim, thank you very much. Pit Road is going to open up here momentarily. Justin Allgaier, by the way, his fifth stage win of the year. Pencann Speedway, Steve Post, I think you might want to weigh in on this. It is grassroots throwback weekend here. We talk about where we all got our start. And for you, Postman, it was Pencann Speedway.
Yes, indeed. Pencann Speedway, a little third-mile clay oval, still races on Friday night in Susquehanna, Pennsylvania. Big block modifieds, the center steer modifieds, street stocks and late models and all kinds of other divisions up there. Father and I went to that racetrack for years and years as a kid, and I could always mimic the announcers. And one day he took me up in the flag stand, and they handed me the microphone, and I guess the rest is history. So really, really cool. Love where I'm from, Pencann Speedway in Susquehanna, Pennsylvania.
With pit road being open, Steve Post, I guess there's nothing like you and your dad and a bag of popcorn at a racetrack, huh?
Nothing at all. My dad and I, popcorn at the racetrack. That was his thing, popcorn at the racetrack. So really cool. Looking up at the other end of pit road, Chris Wilner, pit stops in front of you.
That's right, end of stage one, and here comes the field. Sam Mayer, who finished third in that stage, will peel into his pit box. Said it was really tight in three and four, but good in one and two, so don't free me up too much, as they're going to make a four-tire change, fill it up with Sunoco fuel, and add a slight air pressure adjustment. Carson Quappel, learning every lap, was pinned three wide a couple laps ago. He said he needs to be freed up as well. Four tires and fuel. Jesse Love, starting to come on late, one of the fastest cars. No changes. Four tires and Sunoco fuel. See Post?
AJ Allmendinger pretty good. The front is really good. The rear just a little bit of step out on it off from the corners, but not too bad. Tight for Riley Herbst is what they're saying. The race off from pit road. Austin Hill's going to win it. Justin Allgaier, Sam Mayer, Parker Kligerman having a good run, and AJ Allmendinger, your front five, Kim Kuhn.
Lots of wrenches and race cars down here. In fact, chassis adjustments for Eric Amarola, Chandler Smith, and Parker Retzlaff. Eric saying he needed the car to turn better, but he was also too loose laterally, needed more side bite. Chandler Smith saying the last adjustment did not help. What were they trying to do? Free up the car. He still has no turn in that machine.
Justin Allgaier in first, out second. Austin Hill comes off of pit road in position number one. Allgaier second. Sam Mayer, Parker Kligerman, and AJ Allmendinger. That's your top five off of pit road.
This Sober or Slammer message is brought to you by the South Carolina Department of Public Safety.
Hey NASCAR fans, Ross Chastain here. Driving a car is what I do professionally, and with that comes a lot of responsibility. It doesn't matter if I'm driving on the track or down the road, safety is always my number one priority. If you plan on drinking this race weekend, stay on track and designate a sober driver. Because there are people in your life counting on you to be there for those special moments, and I need you around to cheer me and the other drivers on race day.
Do you have an unused car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or RV taking up space? Put it to good use by donating it to the NASCAR Foundation. Proceeds help fund medical resources for children in our racing community. Your wheels can heal. Call 844-NASCAR-9 and we'll come tow away your vehicle for free. The process is quick and your gift is tax deductible. Call 844-NASCAR-9 to donate your vehicle to the NASCAR Foundation today. Your donation will help our children survive and thrive.
Austin Hill is out front. We work under the caution flag. Lap number 50. Austin has never won here at Darlington. He came close in September of last year when we were last here, and that would have been a runner-up position. He led 29 laps, and right now he's in the lead. But again, he's under caution at the moment. Back to green when we come back from Darlington Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
I'm with Tom Heffernan of Tom Heffernan Ford. Tom, you have some great used vehicles in stock, some with only 4,000 miles. Tell us about it.
We've got great used vehicles on our lot. We've got vehicles on our lot as low as 4,000 and 5,000 miles, and these are used cars. We've got a great selection of used trucks. We've got cars, trucks, SUVs, crossovers, edges. So come and see me, Tom Heffernan, Tom Heffernan Ford, in beautiful downtown Lake City, Minnesota. For cars and trucks like eggs, they're cheaper in the country.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
51 down, 39 to go in the stage when we put him under the green flag, and 96 to go in today's race. Right now it's Austin Hill and Justin Allgaier at the front of the field. As we get ready to go, Sam Mayer, Parker Kligerman, A.J. Allmendinger, Jesse Love, Eric Almirola's in the top 10, along with Chandler Smith, Riley Herbst, and Sheldon Creed. Stage 1 done, stage 2 on deck, getting ready for a Geico restart presented by Geico. Is your insurance playbook confusing? Make it easy. Switch to Geico and get all of your insurance coverage from one place. Go to geico.com today to get started.
Here comes the field into the Geico restart zone, and the green flag goes back in the air. Austin Hill from the inside lane gets a good jump on Justin Allgaier.
He's about a half a car length ahead in that low groove by the time they hit the banking at turn number one, but here comes the little gator storming back on the outside. Big head of momentum. Allgaier to the point on the backstretch.
With authority from the outside line comes flying around Austin Hill. Allgaier back to the point. Hill to second, getting immediate pressure from Mayer in third.
And A.J. Allmendinger right there looking on in fourth, and he's under pressure because Parker Kligerman is right there. But he'll tuck back in line at least for the moment. Battles on for the lead yet again. Allgaier has got it. Austin Hill wants it back.
Big country looking to the bottom of the racetrack in turn number one. Puts the nose underneath Allgaier. Pulls to the door. Pulls even. Can't get it done. Allgaier powers back around him.
He has to back away. Allgaier's got a tremendously fast car, and the handling is there, and he's taking advantage of it. On these fresh tires, able to hang on to the lead.
Here's Sam Mayer from the number three spot. He's getting frisky, and he wants the second position. Austin Hill drops on the banking, puts the block on, and pushes him back to the number three position as Austin Hill goes on the charge.
Hill on offense at this end of the racetrack, played a little defense at the other. Again, he looks slow on Justin Allgaier, but again, Allgaier too strong.
waiting for Allgaier to slip, and that just does not happen. Allgaier able to hang on to the lead. Hill in his hip pocket. Now Mayer and now A.J. Allmendinger join the battle.
This is a good four-car battle at the front of the field. Allgaier trying to pick up third and take it away from Sam Mayer. Meanwhile, Austin Hill, he's on the move again. Inside now on Justin Allgaier.
Goes all the way to the bottom of the racetrack this time, trying to shorten his line. It's not going to work. Justin Allgaier pinned to the wall, holds him off one more time.
Austin Hill persistent in the inside line. He just can't get it to work for him, and Allgaier knows it and is exploiting that weakness as he is able to hang on to the point.
He absolutely is, as the top four now accordion right back together on exit of turn number four. Allgaier may be the leader right now, Dave, but he's got a mirror full of traffic.
Well, he does, but the veteran campaigner, Alex, not varying his line, not doing a thing to try and fend off Austin Hill. Allgaier says, if you're fast enough to take me, you come on ahead.
Hill's got bigger problems because Sam Mayer is right on Hill's back bumper. That would be the battle for second with A.J. Allmendinger two car lengths behind.
And then you've got Parker Kligerman. That completes your top five. Eric Almirola, six. Jesse Love, Brandon Jones. They go 7 and 8. Chandler Smith, ninth. Riley Herbst is 10th. Three-car battle for the lead, headed back to turn one.
Nose to tail this time into turn number one. Allgaier, as expected, goes to the top. Hill, as expected, looks low. Nothing there off turn two.
Hill takes a peek every single time exiting turn two. He just can't get alongside Allgaier on the back straightaway. But the front three are virtually nose to tail.
Off turn number four, Allgaier drifts up against the red and white painted wall to his right. Then you've got Austin Hill drops a half car width lower on the racetrack. They'll funnel back to single file, racing to turn one.
Austin Hill keeps pecking away at the back bumper of Justin Allgaier. Hasn't had enough to make a serious bid for the lead, but he'll keep that pressure on, hoping that Allgaier's tires will begin to go away.
While we've been talking about the top four, battle for fifth begins to tighten up just a tad. It is Eric Almirola who has tracked down the back bumper of Parker Kligerman.
Jesse Love is right there as well, Bagman, and so is Brandon Jones as they work up and off turn number four. Those front four go nose to tail. We'll keep an eye on that battle for the lead. Now 59 down. We still got 31 to go in stage two, Todd. In stage one, we didn't need to worry about Goodyear Racing Eagles because we had a break at lap 20, NASCAR comp caution. We're not going to have that here in stage two. How are you going to manage your tires?
Yeah, I want the guys to be kind of savvy about this. I really feel like Justin Allgaier has done a really good job up front, running his line, not putting himself in a bad position. Austin Hill really working hard to get by him. I would worry that we've been abusive to the tires, and we're going to pay for it on this run that's going to be 40-some laps long.
Right now, we are currently 10 laps into a green flag run with 30 to go here in stage number two. And Mike, Austin Hill beginning to fade off the back bumper of the leader.
Yeah, Austin Hill's lost about maybe four, maybe five car lengths to race-leading Justin Allgaier. Sam Mayer and A.J. Allmendinger ready to pounce if Hill were to slip.
29 to go in the stage, 86 to go in the race. It's Allgaier, and right behind Justin, that ongoing good battle between Austin Hill, who's got it, Sam Mayer, who's trying to take it away, A.J. Allmendinger running in position number four in front of Parker Kligerman, who is fifth.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a Shakespearean actor.
Oh, woe is me. Wherefore are thy claims help when I hadst a fender bender?
Pardon the interruption, but when you file a claim with GEICO, your claims team will be in touch right away.
But willest they forget about me later when thou needest updates?
No. They'll always be there to, helpeth you out.
Well, I suppose that I should bemoan something else, like my lactose intolerance. Oh, whyest must Derry disagree with me so savagely?
GEICO, great service without all the drama.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Justin Allgaier has just led his 35th lap here this afternoon. He's leading over Austin Hill, Sam Mayer, A.J. Allmendinger, and Parker Kligerman. We're working lap number 64. From Darlington Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
we're fast.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Become a preferred customer of the Hometown Guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
Justin Allgaier continuing to show the way. Welcome back. Motor Racing Network live coverage of the NASCAR Xfinity Series. Working midway through stage number two, so why don't we give you a look at the running order presented by Napa on lap number 66. When it comes to brakes, Napa Silent Guard brakes deliver noise-reducing OE quality performance, delivers demand. Available at Napa.
Justin Allgaier is the race leader. Austin Hill is second. Sam Mayer is third, and A.J. Allmendinger is fourth. Parker Kligerman goes fifth. Eric Almirola is sixth. Jesse Love is seventh. Brandon Jones is eighth. Chandler Smith goes ninth. And 10th is Riley Herbst.
Right now, 11th is Ryan Sieg. Sammy Smith is 12th. Sheldon Creed, 13th. Carson Quappel is 14th. Cole Custer, 15th. 16th at the moment, Parker Retzloff. 17th to Jeb Burton. Anthony Alfredo, 18th. 19th is Taylor Gray. And 20th, Brennan Poole.
Shane Van Gisbergen is 21st. 22nd is Kyle Weatherman. 23rd is Matt DiBenedetto. 24th is John Hunter Nemechek after battling brake problems. Power steering problems, I should say. 25th is Blaine Perkins. 26th is Haley Deegan. 27th, Kyle Sieg. 28th is Josh Williams. 29th, Josh Balicki. 30th is Chad Fincham.
And 31st right now is David Starr. 32nd, Patrick Emmerling. Dawson Cram, 33rd. Ryan Ellis, 34th. Garrett Smithley, 35th. And Leland Honeyman right now is 36th. And we do have 36 cars on the lead lap. One lap down in free pass position. If we get a caution, is William Byron. He's 37th. And Jeremy Clements went out early. He parked it on lap number 29, and that's a look at the leaderboard presented by Napa.
As they were running on lap number 69, when it comes to brakes, Napa Silent Guard brakes deliver noise-reducing OE quality performance driver's demand. Available now at Napa.
So it's Justin Allgaier across the line, and Dave, he has pretty much checked out on the field.
Yeah, far be it from me to question an established veteran like the Gator, but you don't get extra points for leading by this much. He has opened up a substantial gap, nearly half of the Boeing backstretch.
And that is over Austin Hill in second. Hill has been able to shake Sam Mayer somewhat by pulling away by three car lengths.
19 laps to go here in stage number two. Todd Gordon, Justin Allgaier has really opened it up now. A little, 2.5 seconds or so his advantage. What is it about drivers that understand how to be smooth on racetracks that demand it?
Yeah, well, it's a situation. The more you slide the tire, the more heat you put in it. And the heat is what's causing this tire to lose grip. So you want to be smooth. You want to be, just keep that tire on the racetrack. Don't slip it. Don't overslip it sideways. Don't overslip it on drive. You just want to keep that thing from turning any extra rotation. And if you can be smooth with it, you can keep the temperature down, which will keep the longevity of keeping your pace.
You know, and when I take a look at the leaderboard, and Mike Bagley, I'll bring you in on this. You've got Allgaier, Austin Hill, a younger Sam Mayer, but then you've got A.J. Allmendinger, Parker Kligerman, and Eric Almirola. That's your top six. What do they all have in common? These are all veterans, and they've been here before, and that's got to help, Mike.
And that definitely is a key. When we came on the air, we're talking about drivers that have never been here, never raced here, and are doing so for the first time. It's got to be quite intimidating. It's even intimidating for the veterans, but at least they've got the miles to fall back on And those miles that they've raced over the years include a lot of do's and a lot of don'ts, because you need both and need to understand both to be successful here at Darlington.
Leland Honeyman has just fallen a lap down. The 35th place driver has taken over the free pass spot from William Byron. The race leader, Justin Allgaier, however, continues to close in on some lead lap back markers. Next up will be Garrett Smithley.
You know, when we did come on the air, Dave Moody, we talked about two veterans that we thought would run at the field. One of them, Allgaier, the other one, A.J. Allmendinger. Well, we nailed the Justin Allgaier one. He is the one who's leading and dominating. When we talked about the young talent, we picked out Jesse Love, the highest running of the young talent, right in seventh position at the moment. And again, we talk about just how much talent this young man has.
Well, it's just him. We've said it for a few weeks now, Jeff, but if you're going to get on the Jesse Love bandwagon, you better climb on soon, because it's getting very, very crowded. This young man can strap into anything, go to any racetrack on the circuit. Within 15 or 20 laps, he's at or near the top of the leaderboard. A little bit of a quiet afternoon for him, but don't take that to mean not effective, because he is right there in the hunt, in the top 10 again.
As they continue to race under the green flag, for more on this, here's Chris Wilner.
I've been monitoring their radio throughout the course of this race, Alex, and one thing's for certain, Jesse Love has taken a liking to Darlington here, not even at the end of stage number two. He came over the radio after that last pit stop and said, this is right in my wheelhouse. This is why I go dirt racing when I'm not behind the wheel of this Xfinity Series machine. Running at Millbridge Speedway just north of Charlotte, it teaches you how to balance running the wall, playing with the throttle, getting down the hill. And he said just about 20 laps into this race, he figured it out, and they're starting to creep their way toward the front. So Jesse Love, the amount of talent you guys alluded to, well, it's showing now his adaptability here at Darlington.
As he continues to run position number seven, now right in front of Jesse's a pretty good battle. A.J. Allmendinger has fourth, and you've got Parker Kligerman. Then you've got Eric Almirola. That's a good battle on the racetrack, and that battle's in turn one.
It's been a steady, if not spectacular, afternoon for A.J. Allmendinger. He's been pretty candid about the fact that they haven't found the speed in these cars quite yet. One of his better runs, Mike Bagley, of the afternoon, as he's run top five.
I'm watching Eric Almirola inside of that battle. He's not swinging for the fences, not doing anything flashy or dramatic. Bread and butter base hits for Eric Almirola. But then again, we go back to that veteran discussion. He knows a thing or two, because he's got thousands of laps here.
Well, I keep it in the baseball vernacular. You get enough base hits, you're going to score a lot of runs, and you're going to win games. And that's exactly how Eric Almirola, to Mike Bagley's point, is approaching here in Darlington as he continues to race in position number six. A lot of racing still to go. 68 laps next time by to the advertised finish. Justin Allgaier with a 2.5-second lead. Jeff, for the moment, he looks like the guy to beat.
And, Ton, I want to bring you in on this. I think it's the absolute perfect analogy as to what Mike just dropped. Out there hitting base hits. Let's just not swing for the fences. Let's not knock the fences down. Let's just take it one lap at a time. Is that the way you would want to be coaching your team and your driver?
Yeah, this is definitely, as you talk about, you know, swinging for home runs, you're going to overslip tires. That's the thing. I think you've got to race the racetrack here. You hear it said all the time, but you're racing the racetrack. You're racing to take what the racetrack will give you, what the tire will give you for grip. If you try to get more than that, it's going to take more away from you on the long run. So you're just trying to stay within yourself, find a pace that works, that is right at the limit of where you can keep all four tires in control and make your long run speed.
Just had a challenge and change inside the top five for position. Parker Kligerman was able to get by the A.J. Allmendinger car, so give Kligerman fourth. Allmendinger has now backslid to the fifth spot. Everybody continues to chase Justin Allgaier as the laps get fewer in the stage, Jeff, but more importantly, the laps on these Goodyear tires are getting more.
Yeah, well, they're slowing down dramatically. 147 last time by for Justin Allgaier. Within a matter of 10 laps, the time fell off about a second and a half a lap. So Allgaier beginning to slow down, because during, if they were to qualify, if they were to have practiced, those speeds would have been up around 165. That's 20 miles an hour different from that, which didn't take place. Granted, had it they would have been 165. Right now, they're almost at 145.
Yeah, it is. But how good are these NASCAR Xfinity Series drivers? We're in the midst of our longest green flag run of the entire race at 32 consecutive laps. We've talked about it. No practice, no qualifying. First time in the car here at Darlington this weekend was when the green flag flew. We've only had two caution flags at this point. Lap 20 for a competition caution, lap 45 at the end of stage number one. These drivers are doing an outstanding job.
And since we put them under the green flag, this long green flag run that Alex talks about, we went green to start the stage, and that was a long time ago. Ryan Sieg up seven, Carson Quappel up seven, Anthony Alfredo and Matt DiBenedetto, the big gainers since we went under the green flag on lap 51. Chad Fincham, Dawson Cram, John Hunter Nemechek, much talked about with John Hunter, all down a lot as we get ready to wrap up stage number two.
If you're a fan of Jeremy Clements, he's just reappeared from the Xfinity Series garage after repairing the brakes on that race car. He is back on the speedway, back out there trying to make some laps. And yes, if you're wondering about that, you can go back and make repairs as far as mechanical repairs go to your race car.
Yes, as long as you haven't been sent to the garage area because of damage on the racetrack, incident with another car or with the wall, if you're just going there for mechanical issues, you're on your own. You can fix what you need to and come back out. It's a damaged vehicle policy, which becomes instigated because of contact with either a wall or another car.
Five laps to go in the stage. Let's go for a ride with the race leader. His name is Justin Allgaier. He's up in turn number one.
Picking his way through some lap traffic. Just made his way past the Chad Fincham automobile to put him a lap down. A lot of open racetrack now in front of the leader.
And he almost threw it away at a four on the final, or one lap ago, I should say. He got a little too high. The back end broke loose. Almost stuffed it in the fence. He is tiptoeing as he reaches the end of this stage.
You have to with these worn out tires. This track proving again too tough to tame. Justin Allgaier getting through these landmines that are lap cars.
At this late point in the stage, the list of drivers with good handling race cars, well, there is no list. More lap traffic dead ahead for Justin Allgaier.
Josh Balicki first up for the race leaders. He'll come to the back straightaway with others directly ahead. Here's Allgaier off the end of the back straightaway. He'll dial up the lane up against the safer barrier in turn three.
Also watching a good battle for position number three. Sam Mayer, Parker Kligerman is right there. A.J. Allmendinger is right there. We're down to just three laps to go in the stage. Allgaier is gone, but let's pick it up from Sam Mayer, Parker Kligerman, A.J. Allmendinger on back.
Parker Kligerman's been a man on the move here in the late stages of the race. Makes his way past the Patrick Emmerling machine. Sam Mayer now trying to fend off the advances of A.J. Allmendinger.
Mayer's mirrors are filled with A.J. Allmendinger, and Eric Almirola wants to come along for the ride as well. But Mayer must deal with some lap traffic, and that lap traffic would be in the person of Patrick Emmerling.
Emmerling keeps his car right in the middle of the racetrack. They're thinking about splitting him three wide, and they will indeed do that. Emmerling and Allmendinger might have bounced off of one another. Here comes Almirola.
Almirola takes advantage of A.J. Almendinger's momentary misadventure. Surges under him in turn number one. A.J. crosses him over, comes right back to the bottom.
Got a fender up alongside, coming out of two. Allmendinger kicked wide, and he's got to bail out of the gas. If he didn't, they both would have been in the fence. Almirola will take the spot.
One to go in the stage, and here comes Justin Allgaier off of turn number four. He will come across the line. He has one more lap to do what he did in stage number one, and that is claim the green and white checkered flag.
Far enough ahead that he could almost get out and walk to that green and white checkered flag. Behind him, Sam Mayer, Eric Almirola, A.J. Allmendinger have settled down a bit.
Leaders to the back straightaway. Justin Allgaier bringing them there back to turn three. Not going to put any more cars a lap down. He's just trying to ease that Chevrolet back to the green and white checker flag.
That's easier said than done at this point in the event. Here's Justin Allgaier off turn number four, coasting to the green and white checkered flag. And Justin Allgaier has swept the opening two stages of today's race. Top 10 finishers in the stage get paid points. Justin Allgaier wins the stage. Austin Hill second. Parker Kligerman was third. Sam Mayer was fourth. Eric Almirola came home fifth. A.J. Allmendinger was sixth. Jesse Love, seventh. Brandon Jones in the eighth position. Riley Herbst, ninth. And Chandler Smith rounds out the top 10. Caution is on the Speedway for the third time today. Stage number two is in the books.
Napa! Silence is golden, especially when it comes to brakes. That's why Napa Silent Guard are built to be one of the smoothest and most quiet brakes on the market. Made with fiber-reinforced shims that eliminate noise for the life of the pad, rubber-coated hardware for a better fit, and quality design that meets and exceeds OE performance. Silent Guard brakes deliver the stopping power drivers demand. Available now at Napa locations nationwide. Napa!
I'm Kim Coon.
And I'm Ryan Flores.
Join us every week for Around the Track. We'll get you ready for the upcoming racing action, whether you'll be attending in person or watching at home.
We showcase young and upcoming drivers and tell you what to watch for in all the NASCAR Regional Series. Plus, our At Traction segment gives you all the fan activities, concerts, and tailgating fun at each event.
The betting segment will help you win some easy money, and we've got driver suggestions to pump up your fantasy roster. Check out Around the Track each Wednesday on NASCAR's YouTube channel.
From Darlington Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Back here at the Darlington Raceway, pit lane is going to stay closed, at least for the moment now, as it looks like we may go around one more lap here before we open things up on a great throwback weekend, NASCAR's official throwback weekend here at Darlington Raceway. Had a thrilling race late last night here with the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series after a little over a three-hour rain delay, but we got it all in. Finished up just before 1 a.m. Eastern, right back this morning. Practice and qualifying for the NASCAR Cup Series. Tyler Reddick won the pole for the Goodyear 400 tomorrow, which can be heard here on the Motor Racing Network at 2 p.m. Eastern time.
You know, and talking about that, Mike Bagley, let's bring you in. It is grassroots and throwback weekend. You got your start at U.S. then U.S. 13 Speedway. Take us back for a moment, will you, Mike?
Del Mar, Delaware. Mom and Dad obviously had me, and as Dad would tell the story, they brought me to the racetrack, wrapped in a blanket in Mom's arms, and trust me, Dad did not want to share his love of motorsports with his young son. Dad just wanted to go to the racetrack. They had nobody to babysit the kid. But it took... that's where my love for racing began. The Cathell family has owned that racetrack since the 60s. It's still going. And some of those names back then, Harold Bunning, Eddie Pettyjohn, Jack Sapp. And my favorite was Harold Bunning back in the day. That's where it started. That led to our first race at Dover Downs International Speedway at the time. And here we are, and the rest speaks for itself. But U.S. 13 Speedway now, Delaware International Speedway in Del Mar, Delaware. The city with so much heart that they couldn't confine it to one state.
Impressive. Here comes the leaders off the racetrack, headed to pit lane. Home track for this pit reporter, Chris Wilner's Kokomo Speedway. Here's Chris.
That's right. That's on the dirt, though. This is the pavement here at Darlington, as here comes the field down to the pit lane. Sam Mayer will be the first to hit his box in my section. Complained of being super, super tight coming down the hill in three and four. They're going to free him up with a slight chassis adjustment. Four Goodyear Eagles with the white letterings here for throwback weekend getting bolted on that Chevrolet. Jesse Love also complaining of being in tight. They're going to take a half round out of the right rear tire, also fill it up with Sunoco fuel and four tires. Sheldon Creed all over the place on the splitter, super tight, having to use throttle to turn it. They're going to make a big swing with the chassis. Steve Post.
AJ Allmendinger, they're sneaking up on it pretty good, getting a little bit better each and every time. Four tires, Sunoco Racing fuel. The race off from pit road, the little gator. Justin Allgaier wins it. Austin Hill, Eric Almirola, Sam Mayer, and AJ Allmendinger. Austin Hill just a little tight in three and four. Other than that, pretty happy with his race car, Kim Kuhn.
Big misstep for the crew of Chandler Smith. He left the pit box with the gas can engaged in the car. There'll be a penalty there for that. The front end on that machine was non-responsive on fire off. Chandler said also in, Eric Almirola said the front end was numb. He needed it to wake up, but the back also wanted to float. He just said, I need help with both. I don't know what to tell you. I'm on top of the racetrack. They made adjustments there. Also in, John Hunter Nemechek as well as Shane Van Gisbergen, both complaining of tight conditions.
First two in, the first two off. That was Justin Allgaier in front of Austin Hill, Eric Almirola, Sam Mayer, and A.J. Allmendinger. Your top five off of pit road on lap number 94.
The NASCAR Powerball Playoff is back and ready to make a new millionaire in victory lane. Last year, it happened to Stephanie. This year, it could be you winning $1 million at NASCAR Championship Weekend. Head to Powerball.com for the list of participating lotteries and join the race for $1 million. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR and home to the NASCAR Powerball Playoff.
This is Steve Post. If you love sprint cars, you'll love Wing Nation. All the latest sprint car news and interviews from the stars of sprint car racing from around the country. Join Ashley Strummy, Aaron Everham, and me every Tuesday on Motor Racing Networks and Wing Nation's Facebook pages. We go live with the weekend's winners and newsmakers from around the country. You can also find the podcast of all past shows on YouTube or subscribe to the podcast on any of your favorite podcast providers. Wing Nation, all sprint cars, all the time.
We are down to just 51 laps to go. Stage one done. Stage two looked the same with Justin Allgaier coming across the line in front of Austin Hill. Again, 51 laps to go from Darlington Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durand.
Picture this. You're behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground, moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever, and enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
From Lake Pepin to Osseo's Martha Lake and everywhere in between, your home for local severe weather coverage is Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
53 laps to go here at the Darlington Raceway. Justin Allgaier is the dominant car, but we got a long way to go in this one. Before we go back into the green flag, let's tell you where your favorite driver is running, presented by Hands Free. Skechers slip-ins, no bending down, no touching your shoes. Just step in and go with Hands Free. Skechers slip-ins.
Justin Allgaier is the race leader. Austin Hill is second. Eric Almirola goes third. Fourth is Sam Mayer. Fifth is Brandon Jones. Sixth is Riley Herbst. Seventh, Jesse Love. In the eighth spot, that's Parker Kligerman. Ninth is Sammy Smith. And 10th is Cole Custer.
11th is Ryan Sieg. Sheldon Creed, 12th. Taylor Gray, 13th. Shane Van Gisbergen, 14th. Jeb Burton, 15th. Carson Kwapolis 16th, 17th is Anthony Alfredo, 18th is Brennan Poole, Kyle Weatherman 19th, and Matt DiBenedetto completes the top 20.
21st is Parker Retzloff, Blaine Perkins is 22nd, 23rd is Josh Williams, John Hunter Nemechek is 24th, David Stargo is 25th, Haley Deegan is 26th, Kyle Sieg 27th, A.J. Allmendinger back in 28th, we'll follow up there in just a moment, 29th is Chandler Smith, we heard about his problems, and 30th, Josh Balicki.
31st, Patrick Emmerling, Chad Fincham, 32nd, 33rd, Garrett Smithley, Dawson Cram, 34th, William Byron, he's had a day filled with issues, he is 35th, Leland Honeyman, 36th, Ryan Ellis, 37th, Jeremy Clements, 38th, and that's a look at the leaderboard on lap number 97.
Field is coming to the Geico Restart Zone presented by Geico. Is your insurance playbook confusing? Make it easy. Switch to Geico and get all your insurance coverage from one place. Go to geico.com today to get started.
All right, more on A.J. Allmendinger in just a moment as we get ready to go back under the green flag. It's in the air. You've got Austin Hill on the inside, Justin Allgaier on the outside. Brandon Jones, Eric Almirola, they head to one.
Closest anybody's been to Justin Allgaier in a good long time. It may not last for long. Allgaier with ease around the outside back to the point.
And in fact, he'll pull away by a car length over Austin Hill. Midway down the back straightaway. Tight formation among the front five with Eric Almirola, Sam Mayer, and Brandon Jones looking on.
Here they come up off turn number four. Austin Hill takes a peek to the inside for the race lead. Can't make it stick. Justin Allgaier will hang on to the top spot as they race back to turn number one.
We've seen this before, immediately following the start of stage number two, where Austin Hill kept pounding away at the inside lane, but just could not find the momentum to take that top spot.
Hill better get around him now, because if he doesn't, he's going to start to check out, and he won't be able to catch him. Those two have broken away, Allgaier and Hill, in this ongoing battle for the lead.
And Mike, I think you are exactly right. If Austin is going to take advantage of Justin Allgaier, it's got to happen right now on this short run with brand new tires. Otherwise, Justin Allgaier is going to drive away.
His Junior Motorsports Chevrolet has been far and away the best long run automobile in the house. Austin Hill's giving it all he's got. He'll try again off two.
Gonna take a look, but he can't make the move. Again, nose to tail for the race.